Remarks of the President to a group of Italian Americans at ceremonies commemorating Columbus Day, from the Rose Garden of the White House, October 12, 1963.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to express a very warm welcome to all of you to the White House. I can't think of any group that are more welcome here today, any other day, and in some ways have a more distinguished claim. We're particularly glad to salute you on Columbus Day. I think Columbus has been a fascinating figure to me for many reasons, but partly because of his extraordinary skill as a navigator. Admiral Morrison, who was our great naval historian, as you know, once followed Columbus's trip. And he found that following Columbus's diary, that every marking along the Caribbean and the Central American coast, as recorded in Columbus's diary, was found to be exact with all of the modern instruments of navigation we now have about 10 years ago. This is, I would think, Columbus would have to be considered the foremost sailor, not of his time, but I think in history. But the more significant fact, of course, is the perseverance. As Secretary Celebrezze was saying, the second voyage, I suppose, may be more difficult speaking as a sailor, and in the third one, more difficult even than that, particularly the exploration of the Central American coast. But of course, the more difficult one was the first voyage. That's always true. First voyages are the hard ones, and they require the perseverance and character. And I think that's a good lesson for all of us today as we attempt new things. The first voyages, as all of us know, are the more difficult. Whether it's going into space, going to the bottom of the ocean, building a better country here, building a more prosperous country, the first voyage through our history has always been the most difficult. And I'm glad to welcome all of the successes of Christopher Columbus, and you do not have to be of Italian extraction to be able to claim that inheritance. All of us who followed the great navigator to the United States have prospered and benefited, and I'm sure that you take the greatest pride in the work that's been done, the families you've raised, the children you've educated, the position of responsibility that they've achieved. We've got four distinguished Americans here today, and I'd like to have three of them I warned. One, however, is ready to speak at the drop of a hat, and has, Judge Mismano. But at first, I would ask the secretary, who's a veteran of Columbus Day banquets, to say a word. Mr. Secretary? We'd like to have Congressman Giammo respond briefly for the Congress. Did you say something? This is actually supposed to be a day of tribute to Christopher Columbus, but I do appreciate the kind words that we're receiving. Judge, will you say just a couple of words? Thank you, Mr. I want to, I think we have some friends from Spain who had something to do with this voyage. Perhaps they would hold up their hands. Good. We want to express our warm thanks to you. And now, perhaps I'd like to ask Carmine Bellino, who worked very closely in organizing this day, who's a great friend, associate, and who... great investigator. That's why we keep him right up here near us. Carmine Bellino, I think most of you know. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask you, if you have a few minutes, if you could come up to the dining room upstairs. We just have some coffee, and I want to express, Father, why don't you come up and say the final prayer in this, and then we'll have the Star-Spangled Banner, and then we'll tell you how welcome you all are, how delighted we are. We're going to do this every year. Right.